Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
If you were to walk into the cemetery across the street, through the rows upon rows of headstones, and you were to come to a spot where the grave was open and empty, the hole had been dug, the dirt was piled around the outside of the hole, and you could see the vault down there in the bottom with the lid off, you would not probably rejoice at that sight. You would not rejoice at the sight of that open grave. It would probably rather be a sobering thought, because you would know that probably in not too long from the time that you see it, a tent will be set up, a funeral procession will come into the cemetery, the mourners will get out of their cars, and the casket will be taken out of the hearse and laid upon the pulleys, and eventually, after a service, lowered into the ground and the lid closed. Those thoughts might go through your mind as you see that open grave and you see all of the other rows upon rows of headstones there. But here in our gospel reading on this Easter Sunday, the women come to the tomb 2,000 years ago, and they find an empty grave. The stone, the cover for the grave, is rolled away, and it is empty. Now they are seized with fear. They are alarmed. They're trembling because Jesus' body is gone. But we can come and be reminded of this real historical event in time and space, the real historical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, of that real historical person, confirmed by sources even outside of the Bible. And we can rejoice that this one, Jesus Christ, is not in the tomb, and that his grave is empty. We can rejoice at this empty grave. Why? Because that grave once held his body. And he is gone, and he is risen from the dead, and we can rejoice at that. But someone might say, wait a minute. Other people were raised from the dead. People Jesus raised from the dead. The young man who was being carried out in the city of Nain. And Jesus comes and stops the funeral procession and raises this young man from the dead. And then there's Lazarus. Jesus actually calls him forth from his grave and says, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus comes out of his grave. His grave is opened. We don't have special days just that are celebrated quite in the same way that we celebrate Easter for those two men. Why? Why is Jesus' resurrection so important that we would set this aside for all of this special celebration, for these days of services leading up to today? Because Jesus, unlike those others, unlike every other person who has ever lived, was the perfect and innocent Son of God. He was born without sin, born of the Virgin Mary. And what's more, in his life, he did not commit any sin. He did not fall to the temptations of Adam, like Adam fell to, when Adam fell to Satan's temptation. Jesus withstood those temptations and lived the perfect life in your place and in my place. But then he went to the cross and he suffered the punishment for sin, because death is the punishment for sin. And what's more, he suffered not only death, but hell on the cross. When he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? He is in some way being forsaken by the Father. He is suffering hell for you on the cross, taking on all the sins of the world onto himself and bearing the punishment of God the Father for them. Every word that you have spoken in anger or malice or hatred, every thing that you have done to harm someone else, every time you have thought things that were thoughts of anger, hatred, times that you have not wanted to forgive others here on this earth, our Lord Jesus has died for every one of them and taken all of them onto himself. He has also died for all the times that you have failed to love and serve and help your neighbor. He has died for all of the times that you have failed to comfort and help and speak words of love to your neighbor. He has died for every time that you have failed to think thoughts that were true, good, lovely, pure, noble, admirable. For all the times that you have failed to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, failed to call upon our Lord's name in prayer, and have not loved his word and his gifts, and wanted those things more than anything else. Our Lord has died for all of them, has said, I will take them all unto myself and suffer the punishment that you deserve for them on the cross by suffering hell for you. That's why this death is different from the deaths of anyone else. Because he has taken all of those sins upon himself, all of our sins, for us. And it's also why his resurrection matters more than the resurrection of Lazarus or the young man at Nain. Because when he rises from the dead, having suffered a punishment that he didn't deserve, having suffered for us in our place, his resurrection says that the punishment has been fully paid. Jesus and Jesus alone could suffer for all the sins of the whole world. He could take it all on himself and he could fully pay for it because he is the Son of God. Only Jesus could do this. Only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Only through Jesus does a person come to God the Father and can be reconciled to him. And so that's why, when we come to this open grave, to this empty tomb, we can rejoice. We can rejoice at this empty tomb because Jesus was on the cross paying for our sins. And he went and he rose from the dead, and that tomb was empty, and we rejoice then that all our sins were paid for. Throughout the last few days, we have focused on the gifts that our Lord gave and that he still gives, that he gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink, that he gives us himself on the cross for our reconciliation, that he gives us new life when he buries us with him in this tomb, in the tomb of our baptism with Jesus, to die with Christ and to be raised to a new life. And today we also speak of a gift, the gift of the resurrection of the body. But this gift is a gift we do not see yet. We do not receive it here in the same way. Today, many can here receive the body and blood of our Lord that he gives, can receive the benefits of his cross, and many of you have received his new life in your baptism. But we are awaiting the day that we receive the resurrection of our bodies. That gift is still yet to come. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a preview of coming attractions, a preview of what is to come. When we come to this empty tomb on Easter, we can then go from here and even look at our own grave. Should we walk across the street and see our own grave open? Should we see our own headstone with our name on it, with your birth date and the blank spot for your death date? You can even look at that and you can rejoice because of this empty tomb, because Jesus has risen from the dead for you, and you've been buried with him in his grave. And you've been raised to a new life. Because that's what Scripture says happened to every person who's been baptized into Christ. That you were actually buried with Jesus, and you were raised to a new life. And now, as a Christian, you live returning to that baptism, returning to that death that already happened to you, as you confess your sins and receive his forgiveness. And so when you do that, you can stare your own grave, your own headstone in the face and rejoice that that grave and that headstone, when you are laid there, you have a gateway to eternal life because you have already died to sin. Already been raised to a new life, and you await this final great gift of our Lord, the resurrection of your body. And right now, you deal with the pains and the difficulties and the old age and the decay and the loss of loved ones now. But even so, you can look at all of those things and you can still rejoice this Easter because you know that the death of Jesus, when he took upon himself your sins, is the gateway to everlasting life. And so now on this Easter then, dear Christian friends, do not hold on to your sins. Do not desire to continue in them. But confess them and return to this grave where our Lord buried you in your baptism. See those sins that have been laid on Jesus on the cross and buried in your baptism. And see then that Jesus, who was raised from the dead, see this empty tomb, that you have been raised to a new life now. Receive that resurrected body and blood of our Lord. And look at your grave, wherever it may be, with the joy of Easter. With the joy that Christ has conquered death and risen to new life. And all who are in him, all who see their sins laid on Jesus and confess them and believe in our Lord, all of those who die in Christ will be raised to life eternal. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.